When the winds rush into the Hunza Valley in Pakistan, nobody dares to confront them. They gradually get stronger as they rage along the mountain border around the villages. This track is the only entrance to the valley, and it suffers new damage every day. Local road menders, Karim and Shadid, try to ensure it remains intact for the few brave individuals who dare to use it. These road menders have an immense job to do. Every day they have to start the previous day's work all over again. It may seem trivial, but their work saves lives. The piles of rubble gathered by the strong winds form traps on the edge of the road. The rubble heaps crumble under the weight of car tires, destabilizing vehicles in the direction of the ravine. Raymond has escaped the fatal dive dozens of times. His dexterity at the wheel has prevented him from falling 700 meters.
تو اگر خدا نخواستہ درم کا اگر ایکسیڈنٹ بھی تھا تو ہنے ناممکن کہ ان خلق کھویا گاڑی ہے چلو خلق باڈیز تو گو اس میں کبا سمجھن مگر یہ میں کہ گاڑی میں گاڑی سے اور تو بالکل ختم ہو اور زیم میں ٹائم پہ درم کافی خطرہ ہے
It is hard to know how many lives this road has already taken, but the death toll contradicts the nickname given to the brave travelers of this valley, the Immortals. The Hunza Valley is located in the far northeast of Pakistan, at the foot of the Himalayan mountains. It's one of the remotest regions in the country. The region is so rough and unstable, it looks like it's been carved with a machete. Even the most picturesque routes are not without danger.
रास्ता बहुत मुश्किल है। इतने बड़े-बड़े पत्थर आते हैं कि पूरी गाड़ी नीचे दब जाती है, नजर नहीं आती है। वो पत्थर लगता है दरियाब में चली जाती हैं।
Some individuals are even reluctant to return to their villages. These vehicles are not the only ones walking the tightrope. Every day, these villagers also attempt to face their fears. The Hunza Valley makes their lives difficult. But its almost non-existent access has protected them from the dangers of the outside world for centuries. An unshakable bond unites the men and women of this valley. Together they are one, fighting against life's challenges. Raymond travels on this road three times a week. But with this routine, there are two rules that he never breaks: letting down his guard and exceeding 15 kilometers an hour.
Sidoli, vidur të ta.
Tik tak ta.
Harjet.
Vidur të va.
E drejt në saman jet. A draja vas këtë për tja vë ta i në car.
Sa i të kotë së në i bëzër këtë vost, ku ishtë dimor vost.
A jem rjoj gjerë të që jem së një va 15 mizit. Do mas vost, vëzik së për ki vizit që një vë qizë vost. Garës pëllan. Do mas vost, qizës vost, që një vë. Tash çfarë do vajën të tash fizik. Tash më shatrë në blakos. Tamam, xuda fiz.
Hajat e stanë sa këdua carën, ki hajim qizë të spo vëdek me ostë. Arë, dë pëzumë hajim kralë gjerët. Se vaftë kësak, haja këla vëdek krasë sarënët, khalë gërë zëki kësëkun me la ostë, ki ha nivën të mëshkil vëdek e njështë. Nivën më tërë asani vëdek e gënë atakëdë, këmë këla gjajës vizit, adrash khalë gërë zërur. Ушу кост.
This road may terrify the inhabitants of the Hunza Valley, but its existence has changed their lives. Before its construction 15 years ago, they lived in much harsher conditions. The inhabitants of the valley used to cross the mountain on the backs of yaks to take supplies back to the village. 2 days of exhausting travel. On one such journey, while being tossed around on the back of his yak, a young Raymond began to dream.
Kom dhe ke driving line të një. Sfarë një uzen, këllë gëzë gëmë zërën. Gëfë që njojë së këtësërën. Harë gjajës rëqën. Farë farë gjerën këtë vëzënështë. Ska e mazër hajim, fildë gëfë që pasën.
After 6 hours on the road for a distance of only 60 kilometers, every arrival is seen as a victory. Raymond likes to think that his skills as a driver are not the only thing keeping him alive.
I am pesazin gatë në gaki dremi shams bazar çizi astoni ska sa kuzë net sarën ka trebuș kartë çizë që po bëti za kushkëlëra or ai pesa sa kremzë gatë në mës skem road or health të stan kum të xhalgë të zorat të sa të çmë në vëmëdat të sarën.
Without mutual aid, life in this valley would be even more difficult. This solidarity has developed over centuries. Raymond's village, Shimshal, is an example of this. This stretch of grey land was nicknamed the Village of the Outcasts. The mountains surrounding it create a natural prison. In the previous century, the kingdom banished rebels and outcasts here. Little by little, the outcasts came together to create families. The spirit of fraternity still flows deeply within the veins of these individuals. Instead of waiting for help from the government, together they gathered their shovels and picks to open their valley to the world.
A road jerk was start with Hana, to your coffee time lag a bit. Chizer ki coffee masail is tip sakto tauhatem road a lot wind or baki shred the spo bechis potatis po pupis jerkak boson netoga muskil jerkto or hada jerk zing with ki spoken community sumar khalgikti. یعنی تو خون که اگر صبر مردینه تو تو خون بکنی آل دا سپا نان و سپا خوی بروشد دیخنه که بلکل صحیح سر چیزر که ماجا تاین کرد که دو سپا دیار حیم فیلدر نتو بوی ترو خلق سکتو
بابا
سکا ماجا خید که کاربار بود یو سمجھ لے که کاربار بیرون تیه اور یه قوم خدمتی بیتی
Raymond is going to be put under pressure in the coming days. A wedding is taking place in the village, and he is in charge of driving several of the guests to it. 400 kilometers further south of the Hunza Valley lies Gilgit, the largest town in the region. Electrical appliances, stereo systems, car parts, everything that China produces passes through here. This transportation haven attracts all of the drivers in the country. During winter, bad weather conditions occasionally obstruct the border. Because of this, the drivers sometimes wait several weeks before finding enough cargo to transport. Imran and his nephew have not started their truck in more than 10 days. Imran has his own truck. When he does not drive it, he cannot earn even a single rupee.
Abhi tak kuch maal nahi mila hai dusra dene. Border wagaira bane sab. Sardi hai zyada. To bas intezar kar rahe hain abhi. Gaadiyan bhi bahut hai idhar. Maal short hai, gaadiyan bahut hain. Unse ka mila unse chale jayenge. Jidhar ka naseeb mein hua.
With no money coming in, the cabin of his truck serves as a hotel room, even if the thermometer is teetering on minus 15 degrees. At 52 years old, Imran has had enough of this lifestyle. Soon he will pass the baton to his apprentice.
भांजा है मेरा ये मेरे साथ होता है बस काम करता है स्कूल नहीं पढ़ता था बस इसको गाड़ी के साथ ही रखती है अभी इसको ड्राइविंग सिखा रहे हैं तो छोटा सामने पाला है इसको माँ-बाप इसके नहीं हैं फोत हो गए हैं
Finally, their journey begins. Imran and his nephew have found a cargo of milk to take to the Chinese border. There is no cause for celebration, though, as they will earn just enough to cover the fuel costs and a meager meal. The road is smooth. The Chinese have covered it with asphalt to facilitate exchanges between the two countries. The journey seems without risk, but drivers must remain alert and not allow themselves to be lulled by this tar snake.
रोड पर सुस्त नहीं रहने चुस्त होकर रहने ठीक है दुश्वार रास्ता है ना पहाड़ी रास्ता है ना सारा रास्ता बहुत मुश्किल है ये पहाड़ी रोड है इन पर तो पत्थर का पता ही नहीं लगता है इतने बड़े बड़े पत्थर आते हैं कि पूरी गाड़ी नीचे दब जाती है नजर नहीं आती है वो पत्थर लगता है दरियाब में चली जाती है तो हम बहुत एहतियात से चलते हैं वो एक निगाह हमारी ऊपर होती है एक आगे होती है एक पीछे होती है ऊपर से पत्थर एक आ जाए फिर हम रुक भी जाते हैं कोई ऐसी जगह आती है जब से फिर निकलते हैं दस्ती फिर तो खड़ा होना जो है वो बहुत मुश्किल है बहुत नुकसानदेह है
पत्थर नहीं आया एक दफा पत्थर आया था हमारी गाड़ी पर ऊपर लगा था छत पर हम नीचे से भाग गया था उस वक्त
इंशाल्लाह कुछ अरसे बाद तू आप आसे जासे
बिल्कुल
तुम खुद चलाओगे गाड़ी इधर ड्राइवरी में बस यही घूमना फिरना है, ये पहाड़ जंगल दरख्त दरिया बस ये अल्लाह पाक का हसीन मंजर है ना एक, बस ये देख रहे हैं बस खुश हो जाते हैं। और हमारा ज़िंदगी भी ये वो 25-26 साल से ड्राइवरी कर रहे हैं, बस आज़ाद ज़िंदगी है और पाबंद वाला काम भी नहीं कर सकते हैं। रखते शबनम के कतरों को कब देखती हैं दुनिया, ये लोग तो हंसते हुए शेरों का नज़ारा करते हैं।
In this region of Pakistan, the vibrantly colored trucks brighten up the mountainscapes. To find lively cities, you have to look further afield. The town of Sost, where Imran is taking his cargo of milk, looks more like a shanty town. Imran and his nephew have just earned €2, and the negotiations are not over yet. The weather has deteriorated even more at the border, and the poor conditions are preventing any exchange with China.
बस इधर से हमारा इंशाल्लाह काम खत्म हो गया, अभी इधर से वापसी में कुमाल नहीं है, बॉर्डर भी बंद है और बकाया कुछ भी नहीं, बस इस तरह ही खाली हम वापस गिलगित जाएंगे, फिर इंशाल्लाह लोड लेकर वापस आएंगे। तो इधर से ये जो माल लाया है वो छोटी छोटी गाड़ियाँ लेकर चली जाएंगी, बस बड़ी गाड़ी ऊपर नहीं जा सकती है, रास्ता ब्लॉक है।
The minibuses also take risks. They don't travel every day, so at every departure, the vehicle is filled to the brim. The final moment of rest is used to gather all of their courage. Horia really needs it now. This student only sees her parents every 4 years, and at every departure, she's filled with the same overwhelming anxiety upon leaving.
Inshallah, kumr ki chiz maslavita yashtev ts barput sa demajan khtip el tsara gozb sak syat salamatim sen tkhdiar gat.
His minibus is no longer in its prime, but Mohammed is counting on it to transport the goods over more than 3000 meters and to stay on course over the snowy roads. Looking at the poor state of the roads in this region, it's sometimes hard to believe that Pakistan is still a great economic and nuclear power.
Pakistan is a हाथ बिरसल चुमिस जंग तो के जाकु शुक्रिता और काम जाए
Once the vehicle reaches an altitude of 2,500 meters, all of the passengers are silent, for fear of their lives. They do not want to distract the driver. The problems begin here too. Mohammed tries to anticipate them.
Shemesh. Anegariski. Chiziki zemu ajanse. خارا پسینجری آف زندگیشان خطرار پیروید. سکایی میسه مصوز فار ویلیار کسارد. چاف درایوینگی چپرزان لگین تو تاوزند ترین درمر سه وز مهم سوکس کمرور تاک وز غافش سیف. سکا سه ام خالگیشت دماجون زیاده تعداد رویزی.
چه غافچ مسئله است تاکرد دمیریای اتومر خطرناکی درم است تقریبا 10 فوت 20 فوت زم است دیکت یانس گاری است سلیپ سرن در پلهوش گیرن خالق ور درم غافچ پریشانی گفت
Mohammed winds his passengers up even more by telling them stories about the countless accidents that have occurred on this road.
چپرسان خون یه گاری ترکتر دلودن قطی یا گیر در بین دریوار دن قطی ترک دن واز ایم ریا استن سه دم چپرسان از کوختن خطرناک ریا ایم است بسی فیمان مدد رند که خالق نکبختیم از رست رجای نیست اتومر دهاس ماست
As the journey gradually progresses, Mohammed seems less vigilant, perhaps due to the fatigue. We decide to get out of the minibus to finish our journey in the vehicle where we keep our equipment. The distance between us and the minibus increases. Until we lose sight of it completely. Half an hour later, we find it turned over in the middle of the road. No one is hurt, but they're all startled and ask us to stop filming. The following day, we talk to Mohammed about it.
Bus to normally drive kar raha tha wahan pe jagah kuch aisa tha usi ki wajah se gaadi achanak disbalance ho ke ekdam deewar ke sath gaya baaki side pe to ye katte ho gaya ye iske aur ye piche se lekar udhar tak ye gaadi pura damage ho gaya ye idhar se lekar yahan aur ye sheesha bhi toot gaya bas ye ek hi gaadi tha iske sahara main apni zindagi yahan tak laya tha abhi ye bhi damage ho gaya abhi koi to iske sath bidne ko taiyar nahi hai jab tak isko main nahi banau agar main nahi bana sakta hu to bas mere bachchon ka taleem wo bhi reh jayega khuda na khasta koi bimari aa gaya to wo bhi mujhe bahut masla hoga.
Mohammed is going to try to forget his troubles for a few hours. It's the day of the great gathering, or rather the great clash. The men from this village are going to compete against the men from the neighbouring village.
तो इसके लिए खास किस्म का घोड़ा होता है क्योंकि अच्छे घोड़ा से जो है ना बंदे का नाम निकलता है और बुजकशी के लिए एक घोड़ा जो मजबूत होनी चाहिए.
Deep within Mohammed lies the spirit of a warrior. It comes from his ancestors. The inhabitants of this village are the descendants of three of the soldiers from the army of Alexander the Great. The Hunza horsemen and their bows were feared throughout the region, and Hunza can be translated as arrow.
Bas, ye chiz was nice.
Yeah.
These lofty horsemen call themselves the Chapandaz.
I am me, takriban wista das yashidem.
In the past, the game was much more violent. Legend states that in the time of Genghis Khan, the horsemen would compete using the bodies of their enemies. Today, there is still a body on the playing field, but it's no longer that of the enemy. It's been replaced by a goat's carcass.
I am really thinking at seven kikui am check which card gird of red huesdiv, dream of card, some johio winner. To I am a thing was the shirun of sak yash of garam hack the stand up heli time of sak zing tauven. To last thing was key last sak am check you in the خیان پای یش تو اصرار چن سان کوم دی اوزم درم یا اقبال جان کدی تا بلک سرتا
کو دای چا تراف کرگ دا یان او چا کوم دی کی یوت کی او نه
خاص تا دل مان ود تا جما
Buzkashi is above all a game about honour. The horsemen win the right to boast about who is the strongest during gatherings at the village. Between them, there are no cheap shots. The men often choose this moment to settle any old rivalries. This game is a rare moment of fun. The lives of the inhabitants of the Hunza Valley normally only revolve around taking care of the land. In this isolated valley, the women work just as hard as the men. They even have an equal status to them, at least according to the men. The women have a different opinion. Each bundle weighs between 20 and 30 kilograms. Their village is an hour and a half's walk away. It's a tiring journey over the rocks. At the end of the day, they all share the same dream. takes them 5 hours just to get to and from the village. Today marked a collective effort. The grass collected by these individuals will be used to feed this woman's livestock. She was too weak to journey with them. Once more, the solidarity of the Hunza Valley has come into play. Contrary to other regions of Pakistan, these women are Ismailian. It is a less rigorous branch of Islam. On the other side of the Hunza Valley lies the town of Aliabad. It is here that we meet Raymond again. He's one of the rare drivers who risks travelling on the dangerous road that leads to the village of Shimshal. He's in charge of transporting the witnesses of a marriage ceremony over the top of the mountain, but not everyone is convinced he can do it. Certain zones in Pakistan are unstable because the Taliban still constitutes a huge threat. To avoid allowing them to gain any more ground, the police have installed several control posts along this route, especially on the road leading to the Chinese border. The Karakoram is a vital economic cordon for the country. Nothing should ever slow down the circulation of goods. The travellers are stopped several times. The stops lengthen the journey considerably, but this time luck is on Raymond's side. There are no traffic jams. There are no seats left in the vehicle, but Raymond still has to pick up three of the wedding guests. Three of the guests will have to test their muscles if they want to arrive at their destination in one piece.
Atif tu adremer nest, or demet ka tu druk, teka na, or wes nest. Skem trajer nest na, adaga tu udur. A, neskar, je adaga tu da šven bi udur. A, šaba, šo, šo, tu utremeza ka? A, skemer kupi da lecer. A, šaba, šene, da šven udur. Ki da stan drem udur, ki da stan da šven. Bas. Bav kat lis udur, bav ta šize, kini bav jump, jump bump up gari dik, temi kafi, jump rodi. Or, cumbi kat lis udur. Or cumbi kat lis udur. Or, cumbi kat lis udur. Or, cumbi kat lis udur. Așa, baș. E bafit bun.
Și ăla, caca? Sarga, ušuk to zinki je en son. Se zaklaj čist ne spis. Orgat su lup čist ne spis. A šimšal vore zinga sarki je ušuk to kadam ba kadam.
After nightfall, the faulty headlights have trouble piercing through the darkness enshrouding the road.
David, it's quite a problem. There are things that are difficult to charge and quite a problem to do.
Five hours later, after having risked travelling through the night, the brave passengers are welcomed to the village. The wedding can begin. The inhabitants of the Hunza Valley are known as the Immortals. In this region, the residents seem to avoid all illnesses, and there are more centenarians here than anywhere else in the world. Doctors have attributed this extraordinary longevity to their diets, composed mainly of fruit as well as the mineral richness of their water. However, this fragile balance has been challenged ever since the inhabitants opened their valley to the rest of the world 15 years ago. Certain sicknesses, hitherto unknown to the residents, have started infiltrating the area. But their food habits are not the only reason for their excellent health. Above all, their harmonious style of living and the endurance that they have had to develop to live in these mountains are key to their survival.